the final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYM. Thank you for tuning in. It's been going by quickly today. First voice you hear from when you dial in, Ariel Walden. On the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. And joining me right now on the phones, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you taking a little time today to come on. When I visited with you last week, we talked about the fact that you were going to be coming on, that you had this briefing last night, and it looked like last week, and I would say even yesterday, that we were heading towards possible airstrikes in Syria. Now, it looks like the Russians have won, and the Russians have secured diplomacy for the world. How about that?
Well, you know, what a difference a week, and really what a difference 24 hours makes, Chad. As you know, I really woke up yesterday thinking that, I would have that classified briefing, which I did yesterday afternoon, lasted about an hour and a half. But obviously, as the events started to unfold, it looks like that Putin may bail this president out.
And is that what it is? Because every indication that I got, and this is just through media, other folks out there, there was no way that this was going to pass the House. It was iffy in the Senate. And then the president would have to decide what he was going to do without having approval from the entirety of Congress. Does this bail out the president?
Well, it looks like it does. And, you know, and really, is I think you make a great point there. We didn't have a vote, and we haven't had a vote, and the Senate hasn't had a vote, and now it looks like they're going to delay any vote until they see if this diplomacy procedure works out. But I didn't see this passing in the House, and even after my classified briefing last night, I was still a no. I haven't heard anything yet that compels me to vote for a military strike in Syria. So now I think everything is, on hold here until we see if Syria agrees to this, and then obviously the United States and the UN and maybe the other partners have an opportunity to look at, what this agreement would entail and how it would be implemented. I think that's really kind of the state of play here right now.
Let me ask you this, because so many of the pundits, the talking heads on TV, they were talking about U.S. credibility. And one of the main reasons it seemed like for a lot of the talking heads that we needed to strike Syria was for U.S. credibility. What does this Russian agreement with Syria mean for U.S. credibility in the world and in the Middle East?
Well, I think, Chad, one of the things that I've been concerned about, and I think a number of us have been concerned about, is the foreign policy execution on behalf of this president. I don't think anybody gives him a good record on that. In fact, I saw a poll, I think, over the weekend where he gets very low marks, from the American people on his foreign policy execution. I think this is another example of that. Just because the president has gotten himself in a box is no reason for the United States to, implementing a military strategy that may or may not succeed and may or may not be effective.
You've been a critic of the Russian president before in the past. Do you trust Vladimir Putin with this idea to go in and secure the chemical weapons? Do you trust Russia with this?
Well, with Putin, it's trust and verify and verify and verify. So I think any kind of agreement that we have will have to have some third party validation and to determine, in fact, that it is being followed and the transfer has been made and the custody is one that puts it in a neutral situation. But I don't trust Putin. But I think in this situation, the president's only option at this particular point in time is to explore this diplomatic solution and let's see if it can be structured in a way that's, gives everybody some comfort. But I go back to my original point. I don't think military option is one of the options.
What happens, and this is, again, we're looking into the future here, and we know that Russia is not the most open of governments in the world. They don't always allow people to come in, take a look at what they've been doing. Let's just say for whatever reason this agreement falls through. would you see a scenario where the United States says, you know what, because it does seem like Secretary of State John Kerry, the President of the United States, they really want to do something in Syria. Do you think that at that point the U.S. says, you know what, we've got to do something?
You know, Chad, I still think today, even before this agreement was put on the table, I think that the House of Representatives was headed to a no vote. And so I think I think just to bail the president and save the Secretary of State out of, a box that they put themselves in isn't necessarily a good solution. You know, one of the things that I've been doing over the last week or so is, you know, talking to a lot of different individuals, getting briefings. But, you know, I talked to four Syrian people that have ties and roots to Syria that live in my congressional district. Some of those are Christians, some of them are Muslim. None of them support the idea that the U.S. should get involved militarily in the Syrian conflict.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, I understand that Congress, at least the House, would not approve of a strike. What would happen, and again, I know this is crystal ball type material here, but what would happen if the president says, you know what, I consulted you guys, I talked to the Senate, I addressed the American people, which he will do tonight, and maybe in the future he will do again. We went to the House. You could see a scenario where possibly the president lays out, you know, this was a political game for some out there, which I don't believe that's true, but you could see the White House say that. What happens if the House votes no, but the president goes forward with military action?
Well, that would be a problem, you know, and I don't have a crystal ball, but, I think it's not just the House, but, I think it's the American people. I've seen a number of polls, and a number of those polls said that the president should not take any action without, consulting Congress, and that number was a big number. Now, the number, and also I think polls are out this morning that said over 50% of the American people don't support military action in that. And I'll tell you, in the 19th Congressional District, it's a bigger number than that.
Sure.
We've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people, weigh in on this issue, and very few people support this, Chad. And so the president would be taking a big risk there.
Political risk or a legal risk?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I think certainly a political risk, maybe a legal risk, but, I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer that at this point.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, wrapping up our conversation here on Syria. At the end of the day, what do you think happens going forward with Syria, with Russia, with the United States?
Well, I think we'll see if this idea has merit and if it'd be able to be executed. I think one of the things that in Syria, I mean, it's a proxy war, it's a civil war, I'm not sure any of us know the outcome. I think one of the things that we've seen, though, is where people have tried to influence these regime changes, that the succeeding regimes, haven't been necessarily all that positive. And I think one of the concerns that I keep hearing, even from people that have ties to Syria, is that, they're not sure that if Assad is overthrown, what the successor government is a positive or not. And so, I think the bottom line from my assessment is the Middle East and Northern Africa is literally a powder keg right now. And I think we have to be extremely careful on what our policy is over there. Maybe it's time to reassess some of our relationships over there. You've heard me say this before, I don't believe that the United States of America can be the world's police department. And we're going to have to, come to a decision of what our foreign policy is going to be when these kinds of conflicts arise.
Did you hear from leadership about this, where they were trying to turn your vote and convince you that because Speaker Boehner came out in support of what the president was planning on doing? Did you have any contact with his office? Were they ever leaning on you?
No, I think one of the leadership is actually divided on this. I think Eric Cantor and the Speaker were for it. Kevin McCarthy, the whip, was not supportive. And is in conference this morning when we met as a team on Republicans, the Speaker said, this is a conscious vote for each member. And so there wasn't any effort here on the part of leadership to influence any vote on this.
All right. Congressman, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad, and have a great week.
You too.